Time for Dial-A-Doc and what's going on at FHN, part of Big Radio. We do this every Tuesday. Joining us now, FHN's Stroke and Sepsis Coordinator, Tracy Love. Good morning, Tracy. Long time no talk. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Nice to have you with us. Hope you had a wonderful long holiday weekend.
Absolutely, yes. It was wonderful.
Good for you. I think everybody really enjoyed it. Now back to work in a shorter week. Well, let's talk stroke awareness. It's something we bring up every year. It's so important time-wise, May National Stroke Awareness Month. What can you tell us about just what qualifies as a stroke?
So a stroke is a condition where, for whatever reason, the blood supply to the brain is interrupted. So that means that you could either have a type of stroke that we call the ischemic stroke, which is a type of clot that blocks a blood vessel and prevents any blood from going downstream from that clot, which causes brain cells to start to die, which causes the symptoms of the stroke. Or you can also have a type of stroke where the blood vessel opens up and bleeds. That type we call a hemorrhagic stroke, equally as concerning and dangerous because, again, blood's not getting where it needs to go, and it starts to cause problems within the brain, and people start to have symptoms of that stroke.
Now, we also have heard, Tracy, about TIA, and just what is that, and how is it different from a stroke?
So a TIA, we call it, it's a transient ischemic attack. What most people recognize it as is a lot of people say it's a mini stroke. But what a TIA is it will cause the same signs and symptoms of an actual stroke, but for whatever reason, the clot that's causing the TIA breaks up and eventually goes downstream and lets that blood flow get back to all the areas of the brain. So the symptoms come on when the clot sticks, but when the clot breaks up, the symptoms go away. So the real difference between a TIA and an ischemic stroke, the clot stroke, is that the clot breaks up and goes away and the symptoms go away. It's still a very concerning condition because if a person is exhibiting signs of a stroke, for one thing, you don't know if you're having a stroke or a TIA when you're at home. So you really need to get to the hospital right away so that we can help you determine, is this the type of situation where it's going away and it's a TIA versus it's not going away and it's a full-blown stroke. And it's also a warning sign because anybody who's had a TIA is more likely to have a stroke in their future. So it's very important to get into medical care right away.
That's important information to know, and I'm guessing a history of a family of strokes and that type of thing. Now, sometimes clots, Tracy, can lead to an aneurysm. That has nothing really to do with the stroke itself, does it? It's just a clot floating to the brain?
Actually, an aneurysm is a little bit different. The type of strokes where a clot floats to the brain is the ischemic stroke. And that, if a clot is somewhere else in the body and breaks off and goes to the brain, we call that an embolic stroke because it was somewhere else and it floats up and sticks. An aneurysm is a area within the brain where it's a weak blood cell, a blood vessel. So the blood vessel weakens and weakens, and then eventually what can happen is that can burst, and that's what we call the hemorrhagic stroke. That's the type of stroke that can bleed into the brain is from an aneurysm that ruptures.
All right. Stroke, now the fifth leading cause of death in the United States rather than the fourth. That's good. It's going down. Just what has contributed to this?
I think what's really helped decrease, because when I started this role back many years ago, stroke was the third leading cause of death, and over the years it's improved significantly. I think it's awareness. I think it's getting information out to our communities. The national, across the nation, they're talking more and more about stroke through the American Heart Association and such, but even local hospitals like FHN, we're trying to get as much information out to our communities as we can, and I think that really helps to get more information out there so that our community, the members of our community, are much more aware of those signs and symptoms and know that they need to come in for treatment. I also think our treatments have improved a lot, especially over the past decade, where we're doing a lot more to help once a stroke has occurred to get some treatments to try to get the blood flow reestablished so that people do not have the devastating symptoms of a stroke.
I think the education has been incredible. It's amazing. Just everyday people, typically a lot of people would know what to do with a stroke. So Can you tell us what some of the signs and symptoms of a stroke are, and can anyone have a stroke?
absolutely. Well, anybody can have a stroke. Children, unfortunately, it's much more rare, luckily, but unfortunately, children can have a stroke all the way through any age. We're starting to see more strokes happening more in people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. So we cannot just say over 65 is your more high risk of having a stroke. But again, anybody can have a stroke at any time. The symptoms of a stroke, the biggest thing to remember is they come on very suddenly. This is not weakness that comes on slowly over time or a headache like a migraine that comes on slowly. With a stroke, everything happens very suddenly. It's like I was fine and now I'm not within just a matter of seconds. And many times it's what your signs and symptoms are is any numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, especially if it's on one side of the body. If somebody has any confusion or trouble speaking or understanding what's being said, any trouble with their vision or trouble seeing, and typically it's going to be one eye, but sometimes it can be both, or any trouble with walking, dizziness, or losing their balance, or a severe headache that comes on, and it's not like your typical migraine. Somebody who has a migraine and is starting to have a headache from a stroke is going to tell you it's very different than their migraine headache, but usually it's a thunderclap. It's a right now one of the worst headaches they've ever had in their life.
We're visiting with Tracy Love, FHN Stroke and Sepsis Coordinator, as part of a Dial-A-Doc. Tracy, there's an acronym to remind people of how to do a quick check when they think someone might be having a stroke, and just what is that?
We tell everybody that if you're concerned about having a stroke, you need to be fast, and it's BEFAST. And what that stands for is the B is for the balance, so it's against that loss of balance, having any dizziness. The E is for eyes, so it's the sudden loss of vision in one or both eyes. Face, does their face start to droop on one side? A is for their arms, so have the person put their arms out in front of them, and if they can't keep the one arm up or if it is very weak and will stick go up but then start to droop, that could be a sign. Speech, again, having any difficulty talking or understanding. And the T is for time, and it's really essential to remember if you're having any of the signs in the BFAST to call 911. You should not wait at home and call a family member and say, come pick me up, or, you know, sit and think, I'm having some of these symptoms, so I'm going to go lay down and see if I'm going to feel better. This is actually a medical emergency, and calling 911 is very, very important.
Are there things that make a person more at risk of having a stroke than maybe some other things?
There is. Some of the things that we can't control is age. So if we are over the age of 65, we are automatically a bit higher risk. Actually, 55 puts us at a higher risk. And then every 10 years after that, the risk goes up. If your mom, dad, brother, or sister have ever had a stroke, that also puts us at a higher risk. Women are higher risk than men. Our African-American population, Hispanic populations are higher risk than Caucasians. And some of the things that we can control are things like high blood pressure, if we have atrial fibrillation, if we smoke. Smoking can double the risk of actually having a stroke for our African-Americans in our communities. Diabetes puts us at higher risk, high cholesterol, peripheral artery disease, and heart disease. So many of those things, if you have high blood pressure or atrial fibrillation, it's making sure you're working with your providers. Make sure that they're aware of your condition. Make sure that they're helping you to get on the proper medications to try to decrease those risks.
What about a history of strokes in the family? Is that a red flag, or is that just a coincidence?
No, that is a red flag. That's a really good point. Yep, if your mom or dad, your brother or sister, or grandma or grandpa, so direct relation, if anybody in that level have had a stroke, that automatically can put you at a much higher risk of having a stroke as well. It means there might be something familial there that could be leading you to also being at risk of having a stroke.
All right. The emergency department at FHN has some sophisticated equipment to help stroke victims. Can you discuss this a little bit?
Yep. We have been using teleneurology for about 10 years now. Right now, we are affiliated with a comprehensive stroke center in Rockford, and we have a video screen that we are able to take wherever we need to within the hospital. We store it down in our emergency department. And it has a two-way camera so that our neurologist at our Comprehensive Stroke Center partner can beam in. They can take a look at our patients, work with our doctors and nursing staff to try to give us the best care plan that we can for our patients. They help us with our diagnosis, with treatments, and determine what our next steps are to take care of the patient. And it's really nice for our patients because they're able to see the doctor on the screen. We're able to see them and talk to them. And the two-way camera allows them to see the patient. And it's very, the detail from that camera is phenomenal because they're able to really see even down to the patient's pupils to be able to see them clearly and then be able to zoom out. So it's really, we've been using it for many years now with great success.
And that may be one of the reasons that it's now the fifth leading cause of death in the United States, not the fourth. It's May, National Stroke Awareness Month, visiting with FHN Stroke and Sepsis Coordinator Tracy Love. Tracy, FHN Memorial Hospital, they've received several designations as a stroke-ready hospital. Just how does this work and how do you get that designation?
So in the state of Illinois, there's legislation within the state of Illinois that has really helped our hospitals across our state to you make sure that hospitals are meeting quality standards and quality metrics for stroke, national standards. And to become a stroke-ready hospital designated in the state of Illinois, we submit information and data every year to the Illinois Department of Public Health showing that we are meeting the national standards or exceeding the national standards for stroke care within the state and within the country. And then we are able to remain designated as a stroke-ready hospital.
Fantastic. We'll end with this one, Tracy. How can someone get in touch with you to speak to their organizations about stroke prevention and treatment, or maybe to get more information about strokes in general?
Yes. If anybody wants to reach out or has any questions about a stroke or would be interested in having me come and talk to them about stroke, you can reach me here at the hospital at FHN.org, or you can call the hospital's main hospital line, which is 599-6000. And then you're able to just ask them for Tracy Love, Stroke Coordinator, and they'll get a hold of me.
Fantastic information. I hope you took some notes here, folks. We've been visiting with Tracy Love, FHN Stroke and Sepsis Coordinator, as part of May being National Stroke Awareness Month. Pleasure always talking with you, Tracy. You take care. We'll talk again sometime soon, okay?
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
I will. You too. That's Dial a Doc today. This is Big FM 93.7.